Blog Talk Radio.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters in Christendom, my brothers and sisters that are not saved and looking to find a new way. I'm looking for a way through this muck and mire mess that the world has gotten into. I greet you in the name of the Most High God, whose name is Jesus. This is Pastor Toby Greg calling you from Powder, North Carolina. We are doing a broadcast from Blog Talk Radio's internet site, and you can reach it at blogtalkradio.com/InHisGrip7. You can reach it that way. You can go on and catch us now through internet site and pick up the broadcast as it comes through. Or you can later, and after the broadcast is over in 30 minutes, listen in through coming on the site and pulling up the particular broadcast. This broadcast is titled The Ending of a Series of New Day Healing Episodes. We're going to call it a new day. We're going to call it a new day. For this reason, we are living in a new day. We're living in a time when the Lord is supposed to be coming back. We're living in a time when we see wars and rumors of wars. We're living in a time where children are rising up against the parents. Parents are rising up against their children. We're living in a very arduous time. We're living in a time when there's so much turmoil and confusion and mix-up that it appears to some people that there's no way to make a change. But I beg to differ with you. It's a new day. It's a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. See, we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to just say a few things. I can't talk long, but I pray my point is made. And as the days go on weekly as well as daily, you pick up the broadcast, you seem to find or see something that you didn't see before or hear something through picking up on the broadcast. What is a new day? It's the day after yesterday. It's a new day. A little pun intended there. But it's the day after yesterday. If yesterday in your life is come and gone, and your eyes open up and you see the day, it's a new day. Hallelujah. What is a new day? A new day is the day that the Lord has made and that we rejoice and be glad in it. What is a new day? A new day is the day that's coming that the Lord will return to earth and take his most prized possession, his creation, that's me and you, from here into the heavenlies with him. Hallelujah. We will be quickly changed from mortal to immortal. What a wonderful thing to think about. Seeing it is to believe God. Knowing it is to await his return. And you will see for sure whether it's not. Well, I tell you this. I pray that I'm on the side of the knowing. I pray that there's no chance in my mind or any doubt in my mind or in my thinking pattern that would put me in the place of those who don't believe. I've been dealing with the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ and his wisdom for the past 20-odd years of my life. I had a very touch-and-go middle life. I had a wonderful youth. I mean, I was very active in sports. I had a pretty good school life. I went to school. I was considered more than ready for the study that they gave me, and I was always one of the first or second to get a study finished. So I was a little more than average as a child. But today is a new day. We want to know, we want to see ourselves in a better light. God has created in his dealing and creating us and making us a non-rehearsed, non-stop being of truth and righteousness. He has created us to carry that word to the masses, to the people. How are we able to do that? Through speaking his word and believing in his knowledge, a word of knowledge that he can take and transport us anywhere physically, anywhere mentally. He can take what is said from us to the minds of the masses, and it will go through as if he had been speaking through a loudspeaker throughout the world. God is magnificent in all that he does. He is not just the ordinary Tom, Dick, and Harry. He is not in the ordinary, hallelujah, Joe, as they say. He is a supernatural being. And in his supernatural being, he is able to make all things happen according to his riches and his glory. His riches are his definery in the way he gives his knowledge. His glory is that which we express to him when we praise him and honor him with not just our voices, but with our attitudes and our conduct. This is the time to get right in all areas of your being. This is the time of our lives when we must make God first in our life and not second. Making him first in our life will not take away our life. It will give us more life. It will add to our life. It will make our life more resilient, more refreshing, more able to be lauded over. Lauded over meaning we will be looked upon with greatness because of the fact that God is in us and with us, and he is working his message of truth and righteousness through us. It's a new day. It is a new day. And what we need to know about that new day is that the Lord is, in all his greatness, knows that we are in need of prayer, we are in need of healing, and he comes to give us help in that healing and healing ways that we have no idea that's going on in us. He helps us in a natural way. He takes away our physical illness so that we can move and have our being. He takes away, hallelujah, any sort of mental illness, any sort of ill-gotten thinking from us. He removes it completely and replaces it with his love and his caring and his kindness and compassion so that we can go forth and do the same to others. He is a wonderful God. He is a God of power and might. He is the God that healeth thee. He is the lily of the valley. He is the hallelujah, the rose of Sharon. He is the light upon a hill that which can't be put out. He is more than enough to him who loved him, us, to him who loves him. He is the great I am. He is God incarnate. He is the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, the father of civilization. He is the God of the universe. He is Almighty God all by himself. And I want to thank everyone who is on the broadcast or listening in through their media devices, that is smartphones, through the computer, or just plain old simply coming on the air and listening to us live on broadcast by dialing the number 1-800-852-1542. Hallelujah. One of the miracles, one of the blessings, one of the healing graces that God has placed upon the life of Pastor Toby and Pastor Deborah of City on the Hill Ministries is that he's given us a home, a place to call home that we can have our worship experiences in and invite people as well. But that it doesn't stop there. That worship experience inspires us and makes us want to take it to the streets. Take it to the unlearned, the sick and the suffering, those who are behind closed doors who normally can't get to hear this word as the word is spoken. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank God for being a part of that being glad in it. Hallelujah. I was reading something earlier, some of the things that can happen in the way of sickness, physically, spiritually, mentally, and otherwise. Any way that you can become ill, you can become ill in your thinking, you can become ill in your expressions. You can become ill in so many ways that is not God's way of doing things, but the enemy. He causes confusion in the mind, and that confusion in the mind will bring about many ill-begotten things. One such as being being outspoken in a manner that's not necessary. You can also come upon you by not being right in God's eyes or standing in right place with God, is that you can become a mentally sick person, a person that goes after things that are not their own and cause wrong interactions with it. For instance, Judah and Tamar. These are children of David, King David. Excuse me. Let me correct myself. In the book of 2 Kings, Second Samuel 13 and 15, there was a story, hallelujah, and I'm going to talk to you about it. 13:15. Is that right? Let me be sure. Give me 1 second here. 1 second here. 2 Samuel 13:15. Is that right? I believe so. Hallelujah. Well, David had a daughter. Yes, ma'am. When I said Judah and Tamar, I was meaning Tamar and Amnon. Amnon loved his sister. He loved his sister very much, so that he would take life for his sister. But there was a ill-gotten or ill-minded brother I stand to be corrected. I was just reading up on this, and I've kind of lost my way here. But Amnon, being the brother, hallelujah, the brother that wanted his sister in an ill way. And Absalom, his brother, was the one that loved his sister much. And he realized that there was an elder in the courts of David that went to Amnon, Absalom. Excuse me. There was a this should be very simple because the story is a well put together story, understood story in Christendom. This evil brother, Amnon, wanted his sister. There was a elder in the court of David at the time, and he said to Amnon, he said, here you lie sick in your bed, and you are son of David. And it shouldn't be this way for you. You should have more. Well, Amnon, taking that at the word of this Amnon taking this at the word of the elder in the court, went upon and called upon his sister and wanted her in such a way that what resulted was him taking her violently, meaning raping her, so to speak. And as a result of that, he was very sore and angry at her after the act was spent. She loved him after that. She loved him enough to even say to him that if he would go to David, David would let him have her. Now, the funny thing, back there in those times, you know, relationships had a different, took on a different meaning than they do today. Relationships had, would be joined one to another in a manner that we don't today do. See, this is the book of 2 Samuel 13:15. And his pretending to be sick, because he really wasn't sick, but sick as we call sick physically, he actually was sick more ever in his mind. Because all the women in the court of David he could have had, he was so obsessed with this sister of his that he went in and tried to, he went and pursued her. Well, that ill-gotten or that illness that I tell you that we can be healed of today upon listening, taking on the word of God literally, taking it on the word of God physically, taking on the word of God mentally and spiritually to ward off any spirits or any feelings such as this. But he didn't, and he was overcome with that spirit. That spirit overcame him and had him to become, hallelujah, what we call today a whole. He was overwhelmed, and he took the woman in a way that she wasn't conceived for him to do so, doing things in the right manner. But like I said, back then, relationships are different. Sisters and brothers had relationships that were not considered what we call relationships today. When David heard about this, he was upset, but he hadn't made his mind up for what he was going to do. But Amnon, Absalom went on and killed him. And the Bible says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Being a child of David, put him in a state of prophetdom, put him in a state of being anointed. But did that matter? No, it didn't matter at all. Here's where the new day comes in. In this new day that we have, that has been perceived and conceived for us today to live in, old things are passed away. Behold, we become new in Christ Jesus. When you become new, and forgive me for my misleading and my misguided thought. I had the story a little wrong, but I hope that I was able to recoup and recover and say it in the manner that it was supposed to be. But the point to be made here was that upon you not walking in the way of Christ and allowing things between you and Christ Jesus, you can be overcome with anger, fear, hallelujah. You can be overcome with wretchedness, lust. You can be overcome with these things, and therefore you will become an enemy of the state. You will become as the devil himself, hallelujah. And your actions will not be considered actions of a noble man, but a person that is ignoble. I beg you, I petition you today to let God be God and let his enemies be scattered from you. You must come to the full knowledge of Christ. The full knowledge of Christ will absolutely bring you into the courts of the King of Glory. It will bring you into the courts of those who are praised and lauded over and looked upon in high esteem in God. And in those courts, if there's a disagreement, you can get answers to your disagreements by having a normal discourse between you and them. This is the way you ward off illness and sickness. This is the way that we come anew in God. For it's a new day. And in this new day, we are to become just like him. To become just like him means you have to do things and say things and think things according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The riches and glory in himself, Christ Jesus. My family as a whole, we have a lot of misguidings and miscues and misgivings in our lives. But you know what we have that puts a termination on all of that, that puts a cease and desist on all of that, is that we love the Lord. We love the Lord in a completeness in this household enough that one can't put away the rest of them, and that and two can't do it either. They say one can put 1,000 to flight, 1,000 enemy spirits. Two can put 10,000 to flight, 10,000 enemy spirits. So just the one that's in our household that has a mind of God in them and the clarity of thought can ward off any ill-gotten gain that tries to come to the mind of any one of us here. All we have misunderstandings. We say things that we don't mean sometimes, but no one here is abused physically or mentally to the point to where they can't make a comeback and be forgiven on either side. We make sure of that. We make sure of that. And we are so persistent and insistent that these things are the way it is in the household, we don't give up at just one point. In some cases, we leave it to God. We pray about the idea, and we leave that idea to God because we know that God will make it all straight. He'll make it all plain. He'll make it all right. Hallelujah. Know this for sure, that you have the indelible opportunity to become one with Christ. You have the indelible opportunity to be healed and not be sick. Hallelujah. Any infirmity, any misgiving, any misunderstanding, any natural born illness, and you don't have to take medicine for it. Know this, that when you do partake in chemical inducement cause your body to be able to deal with the onslaught, you can take this and believe it as well, that God has got your best interest in mind. And if he allows those things to happen to you along the way, that you have to be induced with medicines and to hold you in a certain state so that he can make sure that his word gets to you and that you become a knower and a doer of him, this is what he'll allow to happen. See, you don't question God. Don't question his methods. Don't question his mind. Just believe him in the course of all your actions and your life, and you will see better days in the days to come. This is an assurity, and I rest in this. I live in this. I believe this is just the way God wants it to be. People wonder why doctors are prevalent in this world. Yeah, they go to school for a long time to learn how to be the people that they are, but they don't have any healing powers upon the powers that God has and that he places on you. He can send us into an area and cause us to bring healing to the whole entire area just by one mere word out of our mouths. Peter was considered so powerful in God that when he walked by, it was believed that his shadow would heal people to the point that if people did it, and it was like they were superstitious in the way that the manner in which they did. They believed it so hard that it was superstitiously thought up, superstitiously considered. But the truth of the matter was, he did have that kind of power. And that power was only given to him because he believed God at his word. He believed God that he could do what he said he would do. And he made himself available by walking and talking in the ways of God. Will you do that today? Will you walk and talk in the ways of God? Will you allow God to have his way in your life on a daily basis? Will you pray and plead the blood of Jesus over every inch of your body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet? Will you pray and pray and pray and consider what God is, and he is all by himself, full of power and might? Will you pray and ask God in your most earnest way to do the things that he's done in the days past to you as well, just this day that he has made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm sure of the fact, and I desire him to have God in my life to do the things that he does. I'm sure of the fact that God can make a way out of no way. He gave us a church building under circumstances that we would not have normally had it. But because of him, because of who he is, hallelujah, he made a way out of no way for us. And now you think that we were not going there with all abandoned, hallelujah, with all the regalia of God and do what thus saith him? You think that we were not put our hand up to the enemy and tell him, stop in your tracks, or you have no place in here. You have no place in us here. You think that we would not go out our way to the point of even giving our lives for those who don't know Christ so that they can live and know him even better to do his will as well? Well, surely we will. We will. The Church of City on the Hill Ministries, located now in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, is surely on track to do that and want to do that continually and want to do that with all, hallelujah, every bone in our body. We want to do that, and we want to see the power of God work in and around us. We don't just want to speak mere words in our services. We want our words to touch, heal, and cause heaven to come down upon it. Hallelujah. I thank you in the name of Jesus. So now, as I close shortly, I want to give you some information about things that are on the horizon. We'll be having special services where men of God who have that gift of knowledge, of prayer, gift of knowledge of healing, gift in the knowledge of words of knowledge, gift in the knowledge of speaking in tongues to be present at our meetings. We will have relations with those who don't know the Lord and want to know the Lord. It is our wish, our living wish, not our dying wish, to have those people in our presence so that they can see and receive in their being the word of God and the power of God working in that word. Hallelujah. So our services are on Sunday at 11 o'clock at 646, hallelujah, Key Street, Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. We may have a special service that will follow at 3 or 4 o'clock in the evening, but mainly these are the things we're doing right now. We're working ourselves up into a Bible study situation where we'll have Bible study there, but presently we are doing it in our home at 203, hallelujah, Academy Street, hallelujah. Would you come out and join us? You can reach us on Facebook. You can reach us through our email address, which is tbywgry@aol.com or debraluciananabrowngray8, hallelujah, on our @aol.com email addresses. Come out and join us. Hear us on broadcast. This is Pastor Toby and Deborah Gray saying, "Great! How great is our God? How great is his name? How great is our God? He's all and he's never the same. He held back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. He'll never, never leave you. So put your trust in him." Amen. 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 Amen.